Mizmor Lamed Aleph, page 272. Pasuk Habeis, Baruch Hashem, Mi Hashem, Mi Blas, Ki Hifli Chasto, His kindness is wondrous. Li, on my behalf, the ear Motzar in a fortified city. What does that mean? Pasuk Habeis in the midst of the study. Page 273. Ki Hifli Asher Ga Asher Gam Asher Gam Li Osa Chesed Niflu Lechasek Osi. Hashem has done for me wondrous kindness. L'chazek o'si ki ilu ho'yisi b'ir mitzvah. So the mitzvah learns over here is that it's not to be taken literally. What it means over here is that it's as if the degree of kindness and chesed that Hashem has done with me is so great, it is as if I am in a fortified city. Hashem has protected me from all sides, and so again, it's nice. It's not a physical city. It's an expression as if I am in a fortified city. Similar, that's true. Similar. So let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Habei says Bi'ir Motzar Biki'ilo Biki'ilo. Now over here, Rashi disagrees with the Mitzudos, and Rashi says over here that when it says Bi'ir Motzar, it means we're referring to a very specific event in the life of David. When David, this is how the Mizmor started. The story of Ki'ilo. David was running away from Shaul, and he was deceived to seek shelter in the city of Ki'ilo, where they would protect him. And then Hashem appeared to him. I don't remember the details. Do not trust these people. And the ear Motzar is Ki'ilo. That's, we're referring, according to Rashi, Rashi disagrees with him. So we're not referring over here that Hashem, you, in my lifetime, you always protect me. And it's as if I am sheltered in a fortified city. That's not what it means.
It means he's trapped.
No. It's as if, according to the Mitzudas, right. According to Rashi. But according to the Mitzudas, the Pasuk is an expression that I always feel secure. Having faith in Hashem provides me with a sense of security. Rashi says, no, here Ash is right, referring to it is a very strong city, and it's a dangerous city. Let's see Rashi. Bikilo, Kish Amar Shol Olai, when Shol said about me, Niskar Lovoi Bi'ir de Losai Muvriach. David Shol said that we will lock him in a city of doors and Uvriach and bars. In other words, that we got him.
With, an iron bar.
I mean, like a crossbar. Keeps
and
the door.
But that
wasn't to close the door. So the briach means like to keep
it was a bar.
Right, a bar. They keep the door shut. So over here, Shaul says that we got him. He's locked in, and there is no escape. There is no way out. And therefore, we're now closing in on David. Therefore, it's a very different interpretation that David over here says, I thank you, Hashem, even wondrous kindness that you saved me in an impossible situation. I was locked in solitary confinement in a supermax prison, and my enemy was coming to kill me. They were coming to put an end to my life, and there was no escape, there's no way out, and yet miraculously I survived. Hifli, a pella, a wonder, even in an ir motzar, in a prison cell, like over here the whole city is one big prison cell, in this prison cell, solitary confinement where there's no escape, even there you Hashem were able to save me. Okay, next let's read the psukim.
It happened the same thing to Shimshon. He was inside, and then he took the
he also no right. He was also locked in. He was they were mocking him. They had the police that made a big party, right? Exactly. Okay, let's see what he says. Let's maybe see. Let's do the psukim first, and then we'll come back. Whatever time we have left, page 272. Let's finish with the Mizmor, and then whatever time we have, we'll go and we'll review some ideas. Pasuk Chav Gimel Vani Amarti V'Chavzi. I said V'Chavzi Pasuk Chav Gimel. I said about myself in my Chavzi. Chi Pazoy Ubeholah. Chavzi is a word which means in my state of impetuousness, or that's not really a good word. It's in my Beholah, in my state of fear, terror.
Translates it as haste.
Haste, yeah. Okay, that's impetuousness. But, I mean, but what is the name of this pasuk?
Chavzi, it doesn't always mean that. I mean, yeah.
Am I said insecurity?
Oh,
so the same exact thing. So what does it mean over the end of the pasuk? It means in a state of insecurity. Insecurity, instability, in a matzav of I don't know what's coming next.
Isn't chipazon rushing?
Well, yes, that's right. That's it's all part of the same kind. When you're in a rush, chipazon yatsu mimitzrayim. We left in a state of haste. We left in a state of behola. In life, it's always good to have a plan. Everything, you take everything one step at a time. When you don't have a plan and you're just running from place to place, an impulse, that is a very bad, you're in a very bad frame of mind. So David said, when life was difficult and I was in the frame of mind where I did not know what was coming next and I was scared for my life, I said, Nig Razti, Mineged Einecha. I thought the reason why I am in this situation is because I've been cut off. Now the word nigrazti is a very unusual word. If you look at the Metzudos Tzion, it says garzon. What is a garzon? An axe. A garzon is a hatchet. A hatchet, an axe.
Yeah,
bagarzen. It's an hatchet, an axe. So here we're taking a noun and we're turning the word, the noun, into a verb. I said that I have been chopped off from you, Hashem. I have been cut. It's another expression, being cut off. There are so many words in Tanakh that mean basically being cut down. To be cut down, kores. Here we have this word near gazti. We have crushing and pulverizing and stepping upon a person. There are so many different words which mean the same idea, to be cut down. So David says, "Vani amarti v'chavzi." I said in my state of impetuousness, in state of instability and insecurity, nig razti. It must be that I have been cut off. Mineged einecha. I'm done. Hashem does not pay attention to me. Hashem is not concerned for my welfare. And as far as Hashem is concerned, I'm over. I'm done. Ochein. Yet I was wrong. This is a very great sense of security, necham, for many people. Because many people can certainly identify with this statement. Many people certainly feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is Hashem? Where is Hashem? What happened? I feel like Hashem, I'm cut off. Ochein. Ochein is another very powerful word. Ochein means it's not so. Ochein means like a base. Kain, vayar l'kim eso. Vayihi chein. Chein means it was so. But the truth is, shamato kol tachanun. It's not true. Hashem was always there all along, listening to my prayers. Let us see the Mesitta Stavit. Pasuk Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel on the next page. Page 273. V'chavsi kishayisi nechpoz. When I was nechpoz, again, I don't have a good translation. I'm sorry?
When I
was in a hurry. Livroyach, to run away mipnei shol. K'mosh ne'mar v'hi David nechpoz. David was in a rush to get out of there. He's going to get killed. Oz amarti, I said at the moment in time, that's it. Nichrati, it's over, it's curtains. My life has been cut off. Ochein shamata, not so. Ki nitzalti gam oz miyado. The truth is, you heard my prayers. Even at that very dangerous moment, you listened to my prayers, and I was spared. Rashi elaborates upon the word near gazti. Okay, first I'm getting the Rashi. Pasuk of Gimel, Vani Amarti V'Chavzi, Kishiyotzasi Miki'ila. When I left Ki'ila, Uvasi El Midbar Mo'on. Okay, name of a place. The Midbar Mo'on is the name of a place. V'Yisi Nechpoz L'Lechas Eneshol. I was Nechpoz. I was in a rush to run, to flee because Shol's on my trail. Ki. He sigani. I was afraid that he would overtake me. V'sha'ol v'anashav oitrim olai. They were surrounding me. The el anoshai l'sofsam, and my men as well, to seize them, to get a hold of them, and to capture them. Amarti b'libi. I said in my heart. And notice Rashi adds the word b'libi, which okay, that's self understood to a degree. Nig razti. What does that word mean? Nichrati. I was cut off. Lashoin Garzen. It means it's a noun turned into a verb, an axe. Hakoreis that cuts esoits. Al shem gizirosoi nikro garzen. Due to the nature of this item that cuts, it's called a garzen. Kain kach perash dunash. Okay, the grammarians, Rashi's team. Dunash, Mena, and Menachem, Unkelus. There's really four people. Rashi usually cites four people.
Because you have to flip the letter of the
root. Oh, very good. Garzi, I didn't even notice that. Okay, Gar, Al Nikra, over here it says Nig Rasti, Gar, no, Gar, 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 no, it's in the right order.
No, it would have been a
Gar.
To be cut down as Gozrim.
Zero would have been a Gazrim.
Nigrasti. A Gar.
Zain before the right.
Gozar.
Gozar, aha, okay. Okay. Nigra Garzon. Al Shem Gizira Sarah. Okay, I see. Thank you. Very good. It's cutting. Okay, that's not all such a big question because we all know similar, and we always say this, similar and salma. Keves, kesev. Okay, there are many words like this where the letters for some reason are interchanged. The letters are in out of order. So you say something very interesting here, that the word means an axe cuts, and the act of cutting normally is called a gozar, gezerah. Gezerah means to cut. A gezerah. Gezerah means it's a harsh expression. We're going to draw a line. We're going to cut you off. You can't do this. This may not be done. A gezerah. You know, that's what a moel was called. A moel was a gozer. A gozer. The word moel is a new word. This is a new word that we invented. And the one that does a circumcision is called a moel. It's a modern term. A moel in the Gemara was called the gozer, the cutter.
Very radical.
It sounds very crude, right? And in fact, the people who usually in town was the gozer, what we call the mole, the sheikhet. Right. The one that was the sheikhet was the gozer. It's the same. Just to make sure, be very careful when you're cutting. You're very life and death here. Life and death. There must be some depth to that. Today, I can't imagine anyone who's a sheikhet today would be allowed. What parent would trust a sheikhet to do the meal on their child?
Some of the remote locations.
Okay, I have no choice.
The sheikhet, the sofer, the rabbi,
everything. Jack of all trades. Did everything. But advocate in a chanami, that's how it was. So over here in the Gemara, a moyel is called a gozer. And here you have the word gizirosai, gizirosai, nikogarzan, kapesh dunash. Period. That's dunash. Umnachim chibroi kimo nigrashti. What does mean nigrashti? The ein loy dimyan batar. Doesn't even tell us what the word means. I've been driven out. Near nigrashti. He's taking out the zayin. He's exchanging the zayin for a shin. Nigrashti. Goyresh. A man divorces a woman, or to drive out someone, to drive out people, yeah. That's quite a sophisticated operation to go and swap out a letter and exchange it for another letter. The letter over here is Zayin, and he's swapping it out for a Shin. So look over here in the Sifzei Zekeinim. In the Sifzei Zekeinim, it says Nig Razdi Lidunash Sharsha. Gimel Reish Zayin, which we said it means Umizebo Shem Garzon, an axe, and Ulumenachem Hazayin and Tumurah Shin. We're going to swap out the Zayin and replace it with a Shin. The Chiluf. Now, what is that? What's the Chiluf? These letters Z, S, Sh, they come from the teeth. Z. These are letters which they're different. The Motzo Saper. These are the Motzo Saper. And these letters can be interchanged when you're very desperate. Okay, so the different sets of letters which come from different parts of the person's mouth, lips, the letters that come from the lips, the letters that come from the teeth, the letters that come from the palate, come from deep down, like the ayin, shema, Shema. And then there's the letters of the lips. What's letter of a letter of the lip? Bo. Bo. Go is go. That's also from the throat. The ayin is from the throat.
Letters. How do you go and list each letter?
I don't think it's the lips. You use the teeth.
No, so that's...
Pei is a lip.
Pei.
Is a lip.
A lip.
Reish is your...
Ro.
Feel your tongue.
Ro.
Where's your tongue going?
Shin.
Your tongue is going to your lips.
Okay, this stuff is over my head, this type of stuff. Gotta practice, gotta really think about this stuff.
It's a teeth.
T, you do the, what's it called? T, I went to a doctor. TJ, what's it called? TJT?
TMJ?
That's
a joint.
Right, joint. So you do, some dentists, they also deal with that. Not, there's a specialist.
When you're checking somebody's ability to talk and say things with their teeth, you made the right bite, you'll say 67, 77, because you're using the teeth.
Certain parts of the very good, interesting. There's, so this is a very interesting Rashi. This Rashi, a little language.
On Kich Vapech Vat Lashon, is a Rapsad Yagon that lists what does it mean. Vapeh is regards to these syllables, and Kvapeh is regards to these syllables. He says what Moshe couldn't say.
Exactly which letters. Keep Pokoy Pokadi. Pokoy Pokadi. All right, so therefore this is very fascinating, and he writes over here, the Ein Loi Dimyon Batorah. That's always a red flag. Ein Loi Dimyon Batorah, you don't want to be the first. You don't want to be the only one. You have no press and B'chol Torah Kula. You're higher, Mordechai? Is the oil a little warm here?
Yeah.
We got the air conditioner. Oops. We got to put on the air conditioner.
Maybe you need to keep some sweaters in here.
Some what?
Too much sweaters. So that people can go. You can wear the sweater without
the clothes. Take out the trinket.
All right. The air conditioner is about to run. Okay, let's continue. So this is something that is very unique. Whenever you have something like this where it is unique, this is a... this is something which you begin to wonder, because you don't want to be all alone. You don't want to be a lone soldier. And this is a very interesting word, near Gasti. Next, now let's go further. Okay, that's the Rash. Next pasuk. Pasuk will come back. We have time. Whatever we come back. Pasuk Chavdalid. Ehevu es Hashem kol chasidav emunim noitze Hashem. Love. He plagiarized. I know the whole tone is pure plagiarism. He took Asheray from the Siddur. He took half of the Mizmar from Pesukah to Zimra. He took some other things from Zemirois, from Zemirois and Shabbos.
He took from our scroll.
The whole Tehillim, the whole thing is just plagiarism, the whole Tehillim. Just collected. Okay, Ehelu es Hashem kol chasidav emunim noitzer Hashem. Guard, love, the command. U'meshalem al yeser oisei gava. Let's see the writer, which is the drum, which is immediately... Mitzvus on page 273. Ehavu lozev, therefore. The Mitzvus David, he adds a word, and he says that in order to make the flow, a pasuk of Dalit flow with pasuk of Gimel, that Hashem, following the last expression, that the truth is, Hashem really did listen to my prayers, even in the darkest of times. Therefore, what is the consequence? Lozev, Ehevu es Hashem. Therefore, a person should learn from this to love Hashem. Ki hu shomer anshei emunim, because Hashem is the guardian, of men of faith. Now, there are a few things happening over here in the Mitzudot David. Number one, the word noitzer means a guardian. Every pasuk, the rule is always mi omar el mi. So this expression, Kol chasidav emunim noitzer, is Hashem. Hashem Omar al Yisrael. Hashem is noi Hashem. We have to read it backwards. There's only way we'll read it backwards. Hashem is noitzer. He is the guardian of kol chasidav emunim, of all of his pious individuals who are faithful. Okay, so you read it backwards. Hashem is Noitzer, the guardian of Chassidov Emunim. Again, of all of those pious people who, and they're differently, obviously see over here a new idea that there are two different levels of pious people. There's a Chassid that's Tama Chassid, and there's a Chassid Emunim. A Chassid Emunim is a higher level. Let us see what it says. That's all it says over here in the Mitzvah. So let's turn the page.
How can the poet cut Hashem from this sentence? He says, "Hashem is not Hashem." So he
stopped the Emunim Mitzvah. Well, they're doing the Perushim. They're different. Mitzvah is not the only Perushim. See, the other Perushim, how they're happening with the Pasuk. He's learning the pasuk in reference that Hashem is the guardian.
No, I'm talking about how can they write the piyut and cutting a word from the.
They do it all the time,
especially when it's Hashem. Hashem is here.
Okay, I hear. I don't know, but I don't know, but it's done all the time. Obviously, it's done in davening, piyutim, the kinois. It's they draw the paitanim. They draw from. Okay, let's see what it says over here in the page 274. On the next page, 274, Al Yisro in Hageus Shal Oise Hagaiva. So what does it mean? Hashem is Mshalim Al Yeser. Yeser means above and beyond the arrogance, that's the word Gaiva, those who do Gaiva. So what does the Pasuk mean in its entirety? We are contrasting Hashem in how he what he does for the tzaddikim relative to the wicked. Hashem, the key word in the pasuk is the word in the middle. Hashem, he is the noitzer of chassidav emunim, umishalem, and he rewards the tzaddikim according to the mitzudos. A very hard pasuk according to the mitzudos. Al yeser, al yisroin, gzuntait, al yisroin hageus. On the abundance, he guards them. I guess what it means, what's the word, umeshalim? Umeshalim, he pays. Umeshalim, let's go back to the previous page. Elu Mozer, the Zuntad, Elu Es Hashem Ki Hu Shoimer, he is the guardian of the Anshei Emunim. And umeshalim, Al Yeser Oisei Gava. Mitzudos, al yisroin hageyus shaloise hagaava. I don't really know what the mitzudos means in detail, but maybe you would say that Hashem not only does Hashem guard them, Hashem rewards them, and the reward is, relatively speaking, is more. Hashem always rewards more than punishment. Let's put things in numbers. Person starts out at level zero, and the person does an avera. So he drops to minus 1. This is a very big avera. He drops to minus 10. If a person does a mitzvah, so then he goes up to 1. There's a very big mitzvah, he goes up to 10. Along comes the mitzvah, seemingly this pasuk is saying is, it's not so. Let's say for somehow you can match up an avera and a mitzvah, which are equal in the amount of effort and kavon. Theoretically. You have a mitzvah, and the person does a mitzvah with a certain degree of emphasis, of kavana, effort. And then a person can do an avera, let's assume, with the equal degree of rebellion, of wickedness, if there's such a thing, if you can say such a thing. You know, there are some people that do mitzvahs anoshim melimuda. It's lip service. They don't even know what they're doing. They come to shul, and somehow, I don't know how did the tefillin get on my head? I don't know. I don't know how they got there. I have no recollection of putting them on. They got there. Then you go home. Did I daven today?
How did I get to a lady?
Exactly. Okay, so
that takes 3 steps back to Shul Nesra. He doesn't remember if he's starting Shul Nesra.
Well, he's finishing Shul Nesra. Okay, exactly. And then a person can do an avera. A person goes and he's so nasty of a question, and he says something. He's a nasty person. And he says something. And the person that he said it to is insulted the whole day. The whole day, the guy's walking around. You know what this guy just said to me? This guy, he said something so nasty. I was so insulted. And the person who insulted him had no intent to insult him. He just somehow it came out of his mouth in a way that was not refined, and the other person took it as an insult. You can't say that the person who said something nasty is going to be punished in Gehenna to such an intense degree, because you know it was a total accident how he caused this other person harm. So, and then there are times when a person works very hard to do a mitzvah with a lot of kavana, you exert yourself. And there are people that are very evil, and they plan and they conspire the entire day how to destroy the world and how to cause people tzar. So let's assume over here that we have over here, we're going to match up the mitzvah to an aver, we're going to give each one the same weight, and we're going to give them the same number. If this would be a scientific study, we'll put a number on a mitzvah, a number on an aver. The person does a mitzvah and level 5. The amount of effort and kavan is 5. The person does an avera, it's -5. So you would assume that in the next world, or in this world, when Hashem gives reward, the one that the mitzvah number 5 gets 5, and the one that gets Gehenim for the avera gets a -5. Along comes this pasuk and says that's not the way it works. When you do a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is level 5, Hashem gives you reward 10. If you do the parallel to that mitzvah, which is an avera -5, you'll get -5. For an avera, Hashem gives the person exactly what he deserves. But when it comes to a mitzvah, a person gets more than the level. The benchmark is the avera. So now, if the avera is -5, and now you do a mitzvah, so the expectation is 5, plus 5. No.
Umishalein. The expectation would be balanced out, 0.
So there's no such thing as that. That is something, there's no such thing. This is something which is the basic principle of Judaism, and only children don't understand this, is that, I mean, you know what, if a person does an aver and he doesn't do a mitzvah, there is reward for the mitzvah, and there is punishment for the aver. They do not balance out. On every, you can't make, okay, today, Baruch Shalom, I'm going to go do an aver. I had a good day today.
We have our mitzvahs balanced out. The no. On Rosh Hashanah, one more.
That's only that is
balancing.
You're asking a very tough question. You really are asking a very tough question to properly understand what that means. But Chazal make it super duper clear that there's no such thing as balancing out. Today was, I have credit. Today I spent the whole day. I spent, today was a great day. I got up early and I davened with a lot of kavan and I learned, I did chesed and I did staka. It was unbelievable today, unbelievable. Now it's 10 o'clock at night. I have credit. So let me now do an aver. 10 o'clock at night for an hour. Let me go relax and do some averois. I got credit, I earned it. I spent the whole day doing mitzvahs. No such thing. For the mitzvahs, you get reward. For the averos, there's punishment. There's no such thing. In fact, in Shemayim,
you're doing it the whole day, you can't have that piece of cake at night.
That's right. There's no such thing as balancing out mitzvahs and averis. For a mitzvah,
this shows that you weren't serious when you did the mitzvah.
You were serious. Let's say you were.
I
have a weakness. No, you have a weakness.
You don't have your Shemayim.
It's not. In this area, I have a weakness.
Yes.
In this area. Davening, I'm great at. Davening, I'm great at. And learning, I'm great at. And doing chesed, I'm great at. Now, when it comes to something else, when it comes to, I drive home and I smell the delicious chazer on the street corner of the restaurant, that I have a weakness. It doesn't stir my it's not a contradiction to my davening. When I daven mamish with my full heart and soul. I learn, I have a heart of gold to go help poor people and to do chesed l'shem shemayim. I have a weakness. I have a weakness that when I smell chazer, I just can't help myself. I have a weakness. I need to work on it. And there are people are alcoholics, there are people that are gamblers. Some of these people are such good people. It's they got a problem.
That's a sickness.
Okay, but so far it's a sickness. It is and it's not. I mean, yes and no. You know, there are many, it's a very dangerous thing to say just because they have an addiction to the sickness. Person, what's it happened to himself? Person gets kind of, yeah, whatever it is, it is. But there's no balancing out of mitzvahs and averos. So here, over here, when a person does a mitzvah and avera, they're equal, if you would put into numbers scientifically, it'll be positive 5 and -5. So it's no, when Hashem gives reward, use the avera as your benchmark and recognize that when Hashem rewards a person, Hashem gives you even more than you deserve. Umishalem al yeser. Yeser means above and beyond Oisei Gaava, the punishment of what would go to the arrogant person who does Averos. The arrogant person is just a placeholder in this pasuk for an evil person who does Averos. And he is going to get punished. Now we're talking about the tzaddik. He does mitzvahs. And his mitzvahs, let's assume, have the same amount of effort as the one who did the Avera. So are they going to get the same degree, the same number of reward? No. More. Umishalem al yeser oisei gaiva. Look at the mitzvahs again.
How are you translating mishalem al
yeser? Reward. I'm making an assumption. We're only doing mitzvahs now. We didn't get to Rashi and the Farshim. I'm doing according to the mitzvah. I'm making an assumption that the word umeshaleh means reward. Umeshaleh means reward. I'm making an assumption, okay? Reward. Al yeser.
He was
arrogant.
So he was thrown down to the earth.
Okay, so umeshaleh is reward. Okay? Yeser, the mitzvah stuff it says, it means above. Above and beyond, more, oisei gava, those who are practitioners of arrogance. Yeah. I am assuming that the word gava means oisei averos. Gava is just another word for a person who does an avera. Mitzudos, al yisroin hageus, of the arrogance, he explains it, geus, shall oisei hageva.
Well, maybe I'm crazy, but I mean, it seemed to me that Mitzudas David is saying that Yisrael the guy, because of his exceeding, haughtiness, he's going to be for the ones who are Rosei Gaiva, he's Mishalim al Gabul. You know, the Russia gets paid back negatively.
Correct. But the only reason why I said that to you, in other words, what you are suggesting is that this expression is the subject of this expression is the Russia.
Right, and he's because of his exceeding haughtiness, he's
but
going to be paid back.
Punishment. Okay, possibly. Absolutely. Yeah. But the reason why I suggest that we're referring to the subject is a tzaddik is because the beginning of the pasuk is part of the flow of the pasuk. According to the Mitzudas, the pasuk begins Evu. It's a command.
Yeah, so it's an interesting contrast. It says, the ones who see them and trust in Hashem, he's going to be shamed, he's going to guard them. However, the exceedingly haughty people, they're going to get punished.
Okay, what you're saying sounds better than what I'm saying. I agree with you. Yes. I agree with you.
Mishala, I didn't want to, but the psukim that the Chumash uses the word mishala, it's usually in a negative concept.
Correct.
It's payback. In other words, the word usually means payback.
True.
When it says good, it's v'yoseh chesed.
Okay, absolutely. Okay. So Mordechai Mintz is saying that there's a contrast. I like what he says. I agree with what he says. He says, according to the Mitzudos, let us assume that the Mitzudos David, again, just the Mitzudos, not get to Rashi yet. The Rashi will be different. The Mitzudos David, it says, the pasuk begins. Ehevu es Hashem, David HaMelech is giving a command. Based upon my study of humanity, of my life experience, during the times when I thought that Hashem was not with me, Hashem was right there by my side. Therefore, let me tell you people, I already went through, I was an experiment. I've gone through the experiment, and let me tell you my conclusion, what you can learn from me. Love Hashem. You know what? You know why? And this is a difficult part of the mitzvah. This is really, really in a hole here. Put a comma, and now you have to add a lot of words. Why? Why should you love Hashem? Now you jump to the middle of the pasuk because Hashem is always guarding you. Hashem, read it backwards. Hashem is noitzer, is a guardian of kol chasidav emunim, which is a very unusual expression. All of the pious ones who are faithful, but in contrast to that, umishalem Hashem will punish the wicked, aliyeser, for their abundance oisei gaava. It's an expression. Hashem will punish the wicked for their arrogance. Of the practitioners of arrogance, Hashem will punish them for their arrogance. The practitioners of arrogance, they need to be punished. So when Hashem will punish them, What is Hashem punishing them for? For their arrogance. For their arrogance. This is in contrast to the tzaddikim who Hashem guards. Now, what Mordechai is saying is good because we're using two words for guard, two words to refer to guard. The word noitzer in contrast to the word shomer. The word noitzer in this pasuk is to guard a tzaddik, and the word shomer. Not necessarily. I mean, it doesn't say shomer. I'm sorry. Umishalem. What I said was not true. Hashem pays back. Payday. Now, okay. So that's. Let's leave it with that for now. Let's now see Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Clear your mind. A new parish, fresh. What's the most? The Gemara says that the one of the Amorayim he learned in Bavel, and then when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he fasted. He fasted. How many fasts? A super number of fasts to forget everything that he learned in Bavel. So when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, his mind should be clear. Should not be tainted,
influenced,
so he can have a fresh perspective. Person, you know, you go through life experience, you can't look at things in a certain way. There's a certain goggle that our mayor knows I'm talking about. He had a very, very bad experience with women early in his life. He had Gehenna. And then things strained out, but it made such a roishim on him. Then he became a very big poisek hadar. And every time it came to an issue relating to a woman, he clobbered them. And Meir suggested the reason why he clobbered his all this piskei halacha had it a very, very, you know, negative view of women is because he was affected. He was affected. Can you say such a thing about a piskei hadar? Can you say Meir? Can you say such a thing, Meir? Mm-hmm. Can you really say it's true? They say about Rav Moshe the same thing. They say about Rav Moshe the same thing regarding Shabbos. Rav Moshe grew up in Russia, and so he came to America. He was appalled,
right.
Appalled beyond belief, the Chil Shabbos that he saw when he came to America. Could not believe what he saw going on in America. And people, this is what they say. Whether it's true or not, I have no way. And it affected him to such a degree that it's piskei halacha. Look, okay, Rav Moshe, everything Rav Moshe says is good. That's reflected the obligation one has for Shabbos. And he went to an issue. The Erev and Flapish.
Right.
Some will argue.
He was the one who canceled the Erev of Manhattan right away.
He was very light. The Pesach on the Erev was, you read the Shulis in 1950, he was much younger then. Okay, Rav Moshe, he saw Chil Shabbos, he couldn't tolerate it. Shabbos clocks. Usser. And he says, I would tell the Olam, you can't have a clock for your lights, but they're not going to listen to me because they're doing it before I came over here. But when it comes to new things, which air conditioners, people didn't have air conditioners in those days, it was a new thing. People first started getting air conditioners. And it came to all things, no way. No way, you can't have a Shabbos clock. Zilzul Shabbos. Many of his Pesach Rav Moshe is extremely machmir in Hilchos Shabbos because it made a roshim on him. Look, lahavdil elef alfei havdolos. Look at this in America, the Supreme Court. Not only every court. To what degree is the Supreme Court a political organization versus an organization that interprets the law? I mean, you appoint a conservative justice, so everything is going to interpret the law in a conservative way. You appoint a liberal justice, will interpret the law in a liberal way. So is that what Mishpat really is? I mean, listen, this document has been written by human beings. Okay, the Constitution and all the laws are not written, they're not divine documents. They're written by human beings. But there's a law, there's a basic law, and you can say Azoy, you can go Darshan this way, that way. So you have a court, and the court has basically turned in, there's no objectivity, it's whichever party you stand with, that's how you will interpret the law. It's just another political organization, which in fact may be very good because it's checks and balances. Okay, it's a very nice thing to have in this country, you know, two presidents. You have a president and a Congress that have one opinion, and you have checks and balances, you know, things, it's a very big bracha. It's a very big bracha, you don't have a dictatorship. But is it really pure interpretation of law? You can't say that. You can't, when the statistics are a conservative issue. The conservative judges go one way, and a liberal issue, you go, it's all subject to interpretation. So no checks and balances. But in the Torah, it's not like that.
Yes, it is. I mean, not the Torah has the Chalila, but there's a famous, very popular Shabbos booklet who's very machmer. He has all the chumras that he
generally, look, there's a general rule. There's a yesoy to know. Generally, if you buy a sefer in the bookstore on halacha, it's going to be machmer. No one today wants to go down on record as being makom. No one's going to be malachic. Even today, elite malachic. They collect halachas and they write it in a nice way. No one's going to publish a sefer to be makom. It doesn't. It's not good for shidduchim. It's not good for no one. It's not. You buy a sefer. A sefer is going to teach you all of the
chumash. I always have the story of the Be'er Moshe, the Debitzina, and his brother Betzalel. That they had the same shayla. If you have a sefer that was printed by YU, which hashkafa wise was tzionim, so Be'er Moshe says you can throw it in the garbage. You should throw it in the garbage, even if it's a.
I don't want to. Let's not talk.
And his brother says Chaz v'Chalila, Devi Taira. So there's
hashkafa
here that's affecting their...
100%, 100%. Absolutely, but that's not, unfortunately, it's not the way it's supposed to be. When it comes to Torah is supposed to be pure.
It's supposed to be pure. So we have
a bottom
who stood up to their...
Okay, buy a sefer, you're not going to find coolness in the sefer. Like, I'll give you an example. Are you allowed to take a medicine that has a gelatin cap? Chazer, right? I challenge you to find me one sefer, even online, a legitimate source that will tell you they have a pill and has a gelatin cap.
A gelatin.
Right. With a cap.
You can use it.
That cap that comes from gelatin, yeah. From Chazer, you can identify, yeah. No sfeikas here. It comes from Chazer.
You can't find it.
You cannot find it. You ask a Rav, he'll say if you have nothing else, then use it. Why? Because it's nishtan and b'briyasai. It'll give you all the there's a lot of derech achila and the item has been decomposed. It's been decomposed, reconstituted.
There's no anos grona.
Okay, you'll go. It's still tell you. You know, l'chatchila, you shouldn't do it. But if it's all you have, it's okay. Okay, I challenge you to find any safer. Any sefer, any publisher, I'm talking about an orthodox, legitimate publisher, with someone who wants to go on record and write that down, that is smarter.
When you have it, you have a Lamasha for
you're not going to say.
Do you need Pesach for the Pesach? You don't need Pesach.
But there are a lot of medicines.
Generally speaking,
where
where you ask, you try to find it. When you ask the rabbi a question, he'll tell you that it's smuter. So why don't you write a sefer that it's smuter? You don't write this in a book. Halacha ve'ein moirin kain. In the modern world, Arayevsky, in the modern world, when you say halacha ve'ein moirin kain means,
right.
This is what you preach, but you don't write it in the sefer.
Oh, absolutely, Rabbi Halberstam. Rabbi, I was arguing him about something. I told Rabbi Halberstam one time, somebody says he will either do it. He said, is it in writing?
Of course not.
Forget it, he said.
Oh, that's not so.
He said, when he's willing to write it and put his name on it, then we'll talk.
It's not a bad thing. We aspire.
To put out a sefer in his life. But now, all his paperwork, all his have been gone through by the Talmidim. They're up to Chelek Bidali, I believe it is, and you have these Piskei Halachos in writing.
In writing to be makel in certain
reasons. On a lot of the issues, whether it was the air conditioner, whether it was the air, whether it was the toothpaste, whether it was the gel cap.
Rav Moshe Tandler had a diary of everything that happened.
And the truth is, I'm going to say that there are those in the yeshiva who are helping put it together. They argue amongst themselves, right. What does Rebbe really mean on it? But no, his you know what cliche is? Yellow beard, which he always gave the Sunday shir, and it's all there in writing. And it's just a matter of translating and
how you know it.
And is the recording
from Moshe Zimmerman
to say.
Okay, let's go further. Let's look at Rashi. We have to go by to Rabbi Yisai. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's go further. Emud and Pasuk, page 272. Here by side, page two. Here by side. Can't fight.
Okay.
Let's take a deep breath, everyone. Page 272. Emunim noitzer Hashem, kumoy shomer Hashem, es hamaminim bishu asoy v'samchum lav. Rashi is the same thing. Emunim noitzer Hashem is the guardian of those that believe in his salvation and rely upon him. The pious ones who rely upon Hashem is the guardian. Next, now page 274, Aliyeser, mida b'mida michuvenes. Now Rashi is saying over here that Hashem operates with the principle of mida k'neged mida. Kachetz al yeser akeshes. Ah, so Rashi has a no pshat. Yeser, not like the mitzvah stuff, which means above and beyond. It does mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he punishes the wicked for their excessive degree of arrogance. No, yeser means the bowstring. Okay, the keshes is the bow, and the yeser is the bowstring. The yeser akeshes, kachetz al yeser akeshes, and what it means Hashem punishes the wicked with precision. Al yeser oisei gavo. Hashem mishalim al yeser. When Hashem punishes the wicked, so this is going back according to the wicked, because it says the oisei gavo. Hashem punishes them with an arrow that is shot by a bowstring, which hits the bullseye with perfect precision. What is the perfect precision by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mida kineged mida. Yisrael says, Ato yodati, the reason why Yisrael converted, Ato yodati, ki gadol Hashem mikol ho'elohim, ki vadovor asher zodu aleihem. This I did not see by any god. The only thing by all my the religions that I practice, I never saw this principle called Mida Kineged Mida.
It's interesting. His name is Yisrael, I guess.
Oh, you're saying, you just said a real bechidush. You said an incredible thing. You just said, his name is Yisrael, Lashon Yeser. And Rashi here in Tehillah, who know this, says Yeser means the bowstring. And Rashi learns Mida Kineged Mida. Kachetz. What does it mean to Mida Kineged Mida? Kachetz al Yeser HaKesh, like an arrow that is shot from the bowstring of the keshes. How does that mean Mida Kineged Mida? Precision. Precision. What is a chet? A chet means you miss, what? No?
I think as much as you pull it back.
Okay, that's also
the
part.
Bow,
that's how fast it goes. That's also, okay. That's another an element of precision. Well, you also, when you shoot a bow, you aim. You have to aim. You don't want collateral damage. You want to hit. You want to say another idea that it means the amount that you pull the bow back, you have to do just a proper amount of force. Did you ever play golf? So how hard do you hit the ball? Right? So when you're doing it for the first time on all the terminology, you hit the ball with all you got. And then when you're right near the hole, you know, just a gentle tap. Precision. Precision. So
it's all based on your backswing is how much your front is going to go. How much you pull the bow.
What the name
is
of the game is precision. Precision is called Mida Kineged Mida. No collateral damage. What you have done, you get paid back. Okay, so this is an incredible, and here Mordechai Mintz is saying, unbelievable, this is Mamish, this is Dvarma. Is that's why he's called Yisrael. Yisrael Miloshin Yeser. It was kedai to wake up today just to hear this. It's unbelievable what you're saying. Ato yodati ki godol elokim, ki godol Hashem, mikol ho Elohim, ki vadovar asher zodu alehem. The Egyptians tried to destroy the nation of the Jewish people by throwing them into the river, into the Nile. Mida kineged mida. They would destroy Kriyas Yamsuf. Mida kineged mida. His name is Yisrael, Miloshin Yeser. What does that mean?
Yeser.
Rashi, what? Right, that's what he's saying, exactly what he's saying. What is Yeser? Open up to Tehillim, page 274, Al Yeser, Mida b'mida, Michuvenes. Exact, Mida k'neged Mida. Kachetz, what's the word Yeser? The bowstring. Like an arrow that is shot Al Yeser HaKeshes, and Rav Dov is explaining that it's the pressure, the amount of pressure that you apply backwards on the yeser is exactly how much force will be released when you let go. Is that what you're saying? So there's a midah that's a mechuvenes. Unbelievable. Midah k'neged midah. Beautiful, beautiful parish. What? The wicked. Al oisek to the wicked, to the rishon. The gaiva means the wicked people. The oisek gaiva is a term that refers to the wicked. Hashem is mishalem. He punishes. We translate the word mishalem to mean punish. Al yeser with precision. To whom? To the practitioners of arrogance.
That's
Each one, they went down, they were up and down. Yisrael was attracted to Judaism because of Midah Keneged Midah. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Here, the pasuk Hashem is Mishalim, Hashem punishes the Oisei Gava, the practitioners of arrogance, which means the wicked, for how? Al Yeser. With precision. This is what attracted Yisrael, and it's not a coincidence that his name is Yisrael Yeser. Yashar Koyach. Unbelievable. This is like the best thing we've heard in a long time. Okay. Now he has another pshat. Oh, new pshat. Rashi over here is not going to let of Mordechai Mintz get away so quickly. It's the only pshat. Oy, or it means yesh liftar al yeser chedel. The word yeser also can be loosely translated as a rope. Your bowstring is very, very small. It's a very, very fine, very, you know, I'm sure it costs plenty of money, but it's a very, very, it's not a thick rope that you use for to hold down a ship. Al yeser chevel k'neged chevel, a rope k'neged chevel, kav k'neged kav. So what is that? What is he saying over here? Al yeser. Is he saying the same idea? Yeah. It's midah k'neged midah, but instead of using the word yeser as a bowstring in a bow and arrow, it means a rope, and it means I'll match your rope is 10 feet, so you have another rope that's 10 feet. Kav, a kav is a mark. A line, k'neged kav, it's an expression, it means midah k'midah. The word yeser in this context does not necessarily mean a bowstring of a bow and arrow, but it means a rope to match up. Chevel k'neged chevel, kav k'neged kav. Lashon acher, yeser hu lashon gavah. Now this is what the Mitzudas David said. Now he's telling you the pshat, this is what the Mitzudas David took from. Every time I say it, you all know that I mean the Mitzudas David lived a few hundred years after Rashi. Rashi, of course, came first, and the Mitzudas David was a malachite, and he selected what he liked, and the Mitzudas David